Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Les Miserables is one of the most popular musics in the musicals in the world. It's been performed in 42 countries in 22 languages. The original Broadway production won 8 Tony Awards, and the latest film adaptation won 3 Oscars. But off-Broadway roles for would-be actors of Les Mis have been hard to find due to the restricted rights for regional and community theaters. That changed this year. Driven by the popularity of that latest Les Mis movie, the licensing company released the rights and regional productions have been popping up across the country. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WFPL's Aaron Keene has more on a local Les Mis production in Louisville, Kentucky.
When the announcement went out that the rights to Les Miserables were open, Center Stage's artistic director and Les Mis super fan John Leffert jumped at the opportunity.
I got the early notification that Les Mis was being released, and we abandoned everything and applied for it immediately because we wanted to be one of the first in the area to do it.
Word got around, and more than 300 local performers turned out to audition. Finally, they were singing I Dreamed a Dream for keeps.
I know we joke a lot about them, and when we hear auditions, like, oh, not another On My Own. But they in the context of the show, they're absolutely so incredibly powerful.
Jordan Price got cast as the young revolutionary Marius. The New York native studied theater and once harbored big Broadway dreams.
Well, don't think I didn't try. I'm from New York, so I went and I gave it a valiant effort, and it was just such a hard life to sustain, going to audition. Even when you were working steadily, you knew that contract was going to end.
Here at Center Stage, Price lands his dream roles in shows he always wanted to do in New York, like Rent, Next to Normal, and now Les Mis. Price does admit he was skeptical at first of Center Stage's ability to pull off such a demanding show.
It just seemed like one of those mega musicals that you really needed that big professional stage to pull off. Otherwise, it would just be a disaster. And I think we're doing a really good job at disproving that.
It's not easy. Staging Les Mis is a financial gamble for a small nonprofit. The budget is about $40,000. More than double that of Leffert's last Center Stage show.
It's the highest we've ever spent. Our set budget is kind of blown out of the water to get what we needed to make this production the best. There's over 800 costumes we rented from a production company in California, so huge expense.
That includes a custom-built rotating stage.
Like the ABC Cafe will turn and has different levels and doors, and this is the garden gate scene for the Rue Plumet.
And a second music director just to work with the community orchestra was also needed. Performances are already selling out, but it might be a while before Les Mis plays on community stages in Louisville again. The same popularity that pushed the rights to be released also inspired a revival on Broadway. It's slated for next year, and to prevent competition, the regional theater rights will be pulled in 2015. For Here and Now, I'm Aaron Keene in Louisville.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.